We'll open to questions.
Carolyn, Melanie says she feels like as your career winded down, she's kind of sits up seeing the end of the tunnel and getting a little more focused, a little more serious about all this. Is there any truth to that?
I think so. I think me and Carla and Dee, all three of us, are sort of talking about how it's hitting us, and it's at different times, and you know, you don't think about it as you're playing. I don't really, but we have talked about the three of us. It's, we only have, you know, before today, 2 games left here to ever play. So I think we are. We kind of get that feeling like you don't want, you know, you want to give it all you have and play as hard as you can with only a couple of games left in your season.
Talk about how your three-point shooting helped you guys get off to another big start today.
I think it was what we've been concentrating on is taking the best shot, and whether it is an open three or whether it's a layup, but that's why we've been so good the past 6 games or 4 games is we jump out on the good lead on teams because we're taking really good shots. And a couple of shots I had in the beginning were just because of, you know, good screens and working through the offense and getting good shots, and it does give us a good lead. And then we get some confidence, and they, you know, lose some confidence off of that.
Carla, do you sense these teams get a little deflated?
I think
when you guys do this to them.
Yeah, I think they lose a lot of confidence. Just like if you come out with that intensity, your confidence does sort of waver. I mean, you're going to fight back, but your confidence isn't where it should be.
Carolyn, this is the second day in a row that the second game really is on for 6 three-pointers. Talk about what you're doing to get the kind of open looks and what.
It's really just about kind of getting the feel for the game and whether we run different plays and how the defense plays it. And then the screens that Tina and Carla set all night is really what does it. And I don't know, it's just the way different teams play it is the way we have to read it. And just so happened the past 2 games I've gotten some open threes.
As a team, you continue to lead the country in three-point shooting. What do you attribute that to? What kind of things do you guys do now?
I've been thinking about that, and I think it's we've been doing so much shooting in practice and with our guard coach, Lisa. And it's just all of us feel so comfortable shooting because we shoot so much in practice and so much in individuals that we are confident. And any shot on the floor, we know we can hit. And I just really attribute it to shooting a lot in practice.
How much of the stretch of games where you guys have jumped out on teams, how much would that help you guys going into obviously a much tougher opponent than LSU on Thursday?
I think that's huge for us. I think knowing that we can play that type of defense early on and that we can come out with that aggressiveness, that's going to help a lot, especially playing at home against LSU.
How important is senior leadership down the stretch? Do you look at that? Do you try to take special responsibility as a senior leader going down the stretch?
I think we do. We've all been there before. We've played in the SEC tournament. We've played in big games, and we've also been here when we've won those big games. And some of the younger girls haven't gotten that feel or that taste of winning a big game like LSU or Tennessee. And once we do that, then, you know, they understand what that feels like. And I think we have that feeling. So hopefully we can do that and, you know, show them what it feels like.